finally happened. A convention got sued for selling bootlegs.
Yeah, and Funimation gave this group every chance possible. They gave warnings, but like it wasn't just other vendors that were coming forth. Fans were coming to forth and saying, do something about this.
Yeah, and it was Anime Land Wasabi in Denver, Colorado. Now, conventions find bootlegs in the dealer's room all the time. It's really not that uncommon. No matter how much you may want to prevent it in your dealer's room if you're staff, or how much you may do to prevent it, even if you're a dealer, you may have something slip in and you didn't know. There's always something in there. But usually, people report it, and it gets taken away. And if it doesn't, the dealer will comply, the convention will do something. Just an example, recently, Toracon in New York kicked out three vendors for selling bootlegs. They were just out.
Yeah, and a lot of times you see these proactive conventions, they do a walkthrough on the dealer's room on their own and look for things. And usually it's either the person running the dealer's room or just someone who knows a lot about bootlegs, what to look for, and usually it's, you know, they give them a couple chances, and then it's, you know, kind of a wag of the finger, put it away, and as it keeps coming out, then they take sterner action.
Yeah, but in the case of Anime Land, as I understand it, the person running the convention was also a dealer, so that kind of complicates things, but Funimation was hearing from dealers and people, attendees and guests and whoever. They were hearing from everybody that there's bootlegs here. They contact the head of the convention and nothing's done. Basically just says, nope. Yeah. Because, I mean, up to this point, nothing ever had been done.
Yeah, and it's a kind of a funny situation that it got this bad. And, you know, normally, if a dealer's gotten removed or something like that, it's not something that's really broadcast. So for Funimation not only to take this action, but really announce it and make it kind of public.
Well, they filed legal documents, so it's kind of... It is public.
It's one of those things that the bar has really been raised, and it's like someone really crossed the line.
Yeah. And I think there's, I'm sure, a lot of conventions out there that thought, oh, well, you know, they say they're against it, but they're not really going to bother. And, well, they're bothering.
Yeah.
And so, if anything, this has made other conventions stand up and take notice that we'd better help these companies get rid of the bootlegs, or else we could be the next one on this list.
Yeah, and the bottom line really is it's hurting this company, and Funimation's kind of the big dog in town right now. And so they have to kind of stand up for it because it hurts everybody in the long run.
Yeah.
Because if they're not making money, they can't release more anime, and that makes a smaller con because not much more is getting released.
And I mean, there's the whole about bootlegs, the ethics of bootlegs. It's a whole nother discussion. And we could go on forever.
Days, yeah. I think, and for the fans, though, I mean, it's one of those things, the policy they always say, if you see something, say something.
Yes.
And if you do see something, speak up, because, like we said, it hurts everybody.
Yeah, and I've been at feedback panels at cons where I hear people say, oh, there were so many bootlegs in the dealer's room, or people posting on the forums or on Facebook after and saying, oh, there were so many... It's like, why didn't you say something so it could be done at the convention? And that's not just true for bootlegs, but really any problem.
Any problem, yeah.
But...
And sometimes, you know, you have those dealers that try and hide it when they see the staff, so... We, you know, as staff members, people rely on the observations of others. So.
Yeah. And I remember when I was chair of Anime Boston, it was 2006, I believe, there was a dealer selling bootlegs, and our head of the dealers room, Christian, told them to take it down, and they said, no, these aren't bootlegs. I demand to talk to the con chair. So he got me up and down there before the dealers room opened, and they were holding the dealers room. Nobody could open until this was taken care of. And he's, no, I've got the bill of sale. See, it's all legit. They honestly thought these were legit. He said, all right, if we bring over somebody from Bandai that says these are bootlegs, will you get rid of these? Oh, yeah, bring them on over. So Jerry Chu comes on over and says, yeah, bootleg, all these the laminated poster things. Yeah, it's like, all the pillows. So
bottom line is, as a fan and even as a vendor and as a staff member, educate yourself, learn what the signs are. There are websites out there. for ways to find out and identify bootlegs. People even run panels on it.
Yeah, and if you're not sure about something, go ahead and ask.
Yeah.
The dealer may not trust the dealer, but you can go over to a reliable source. You can ask the industry people themselves. I'm sure they would love to help you out.
So,
drag them over. Say, hey, I'm not sure about these. Are these legit? And they'll let you know.
And if you want to talk more about this, I'd say check out. We have a thread going on the forum, and a couple people have already weighed in with a couple different ideas. So, visit our forums and give us more information. Tell us what you think.
Yeah, and if you've got stories of your own to tell about finding bootlegs or anything of that matter, we've got our voicemail line at 762 adequate. 762-233-7828, or send us email at podcast@animecons.tv, and, you know, all the other methods we've got. And, coming up next week, we've got another feedback episode. A very special one.
We'll see you next time.